If you think about this from the perspective of attachment theory, it's interesting to add two things to this. Number one is that attachment theory would say that while Erikson is right, that at 7 years old, we begin to start thinking about how good we are at things. We start comparing ourselves to others and evaluating our performance, our skills, our capacity, our industry. That doesn't change the fact that underneath that, we are still longing deeply for relationship, and that our need to feel connected, to feel attached to others, to feel loved by others, to feel felt by others, simply for who we are, still exists underneath. And even if it's not what we are as consciously absorbed by or thinking about as consciously or in such a focused way, but that need for connection, that need for attachment is still there and hasn't gone anywhere and never will go anywhere. But I think what we could say, maybe even in a more interesting way, is that what attachment theory would add to the stage of industry versus inferiority is that attachment theory would look at the need for industry. Why is it that we start to become driven by being good at things? We start to evaluate ourselves in terms of how good we are at something. We do that because that is how we start to perceive our ability to get relationships. So it's not that we leave the realm of relationship or we leave the realm of needing connection and attachment to others, and we start to now go into this whole world of industry, of performance, of how good we are at things. And it's kind of two different dimensions or two different worlds. But instead, it's that the way we seek and the way we pursue, the way we perceive our ability to attain relationship and to gain attachment and connection is that now we start to think that the way that we'll gain connection is through our performance, is through how good we are at something. And now, in addition to the home environment and to parents, we introduce into our lives an emphasis on a whole new set of people that we can gain a relationship with through being good at things, namely peers, most importantly, friends, peers, and also teachers. And this brings into our lives at this stage, again, a whole new aspect to our development and to our experience. It's interesting because I don't know too much about Freud. It's not something I've studied in depth, but Freud talks about a latency stage. It's actually the last of the stages that Freud talks about. And the latency stage in Freud is very similar to Erikson's stage of industry versus inferiority. The latency stage is where a person actually begins to now shift away from Freud's psychosexual obsessions with the parents or unconscious experiences of relating to the parents and now seeks out. That's why it's called the latency stage, because that psychosexuality becomes latent. It becomes under kept inside, underneath, and instead the focus shifts into hobbies and into pursuing activities and things that a person can be good at, and it's branching out more into peers and things of this nature. So in the different developmental theories, this seems to be that at this stage, across the board, formulated in different ways and with different emphasis, that this is how the person begins to experience themselves in the world.